a very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, His Grace Makanlal Prabhu. He came to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet in 1960. Makanlal Prabhu came to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet in 1968. How many of you were alive in that year, in this particular body that you're in today? Nobody was alive in 1968? How many of you are still alive? So let us, he's done very, very historical services. I remember when I first came to the West as a little brahmachari coming from the Himalayas in Vrindavan. He was the temple president of St. Louis, and some of the most powerful devotees even today in our movement joined under the care and guidance of Makanlal Prabhu. Let us enthusiastically welcome him to our yatra.
Please repeat. Nama. Om. Vishnu. Padaya. From the feet of all the assembled Vaishnavas, I'm placed on my head. And the feet, the dust from the lotus feet of my god brother, I also place on my head. So, we are in this very sacred place. We left India. Do you know that? We left India. But because we have got a speck in the eye, some cataract, cataract means some film comes down over the eye and blocks the vision. Because we have got cataract in the eye, we may be under the impression, perhaps at least part of us, may still be thinking, oh yes, well I'm in a sacred place in India. No. Actually. So, see, the Prabhupada said that you have got cataracts in the eye. Therefore, I shall perform surgery. You know, if you've got this blindness, they do laser surgery for removing the blockage so vision can open up. So, Srila Prabhupada said, I will perform that. That is the significance of this Om Abhyanati Binindasya, opening up on the spiritual vision, departing from the mundane. Departing from the main mundane, that means the influence of Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti means Srimati Radharani. Actually, one cannot depart from the curse of the darkness of the illusion of this mundane material world without the mercy of Ladini Shakti, internal potency of the Lord. There is external energy and internal energy. Actually, the so-called external energy, that is also emanating from Srimati Radharani. Although Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Raja Vidya Raja Guya, he says, this most confidential knowledge, most secret of all secrets. Yes. And there are some things he doesn't tell in the Bhagavad Gita. Because that actually, that he says, he speaks of his energies. But defining what are those energies are just of this so-called material existence, that the tiny fraction, tiny fraction of a tiny portion of expansion of Srimati Radharani that comes into this material, so-called material cloud. So-called because actually, ultimately, we know that Bhagavan Sri Krishna, we know that flute playing Krishna, we know actually he's expanded, all pervading, we know that.
But we should
consider that you cannot separate Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. If you cannot separate Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, means that Srimati Radharani is also all pervading. It is not that she simply stays in Vrindavan, simply carrying the milk to the marketplace. She is doing that. But she is as powerful as Krishna. But actually, she is more powerful than Krishna. We can tell people, sometimes people ask, what is the role of women in the Krishna consciousness movement? If you want to be a little facetious, but also tell the truth, you say, oh, they own and control our movement, that's all. Why? Because Srimati Radharani owns everything. You know, you cannot say Hari Bol. Everyone say Hari Bol. Yes. You cannot say Hari Bol without the permission of Srimati Radharani. You can't. You cannot bow your head down in a temple without the mercy of Srimati Radharani. You cannot say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, without the influence of Srimati Radharani. It cannot be done. This is Ladini Shakti. Furthermore, we need to know that everyone sitting here today is owned and operated by Srimati Radharani. Because the so-called materialism, we say, well, actually, but I'm completely covered over by Maya. Yes, what is Maya? It is simply a transformation of her energy. It is true that we are covered over by Maya, but what is it? Simply a transformation of her energy. So we are inside also. We are inside of not just Lord Mahavishnu, the giant form of the Lord. We are inside not just Krishna, the flute player who is also all-pervading and all-powerful. But we are also inside of Ladini Shakti. And for those who have got the blockage in their visions, for them it appears to be material. But in the vision of the Mahabhagavat, the fully self-realized soul, there is no material world. Neither do they see any conditioned souls anywhere. They only see fully liberated souls. That is the vision of the Mahabharata, Uttamadakari. But actually we should consider the vision of such fully self-realized souls is the actual truth. It is not that they are so tranced out in ecstatic love for Krishna that they have gone into something else. Actually, simply they are seeing the truth. So we are all inside of Ladini Shakti. So Krishna consciousness means waking up to our situation, where we actually are. Namely, inside of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna.
For indeed, she is also all-pervading. So everything we are doing is under her control.
Of course, we are not fit to approach directly. But it is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that is bringing Ladini Shakti into this material world. He is bringing. I just read a purport the other day where Srila Prabhupada explains the residents of Vrajadam, they can travel anywhere in the creation without any difficulty, no passport required. They can come any place in the creation without having to show any credentials. That is Ladini Shakti. They are not under the material influence, no restrictions of time and space.
So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada
descended from Goloka Vrindavan into this world, Goloka Vrindavan. From that place he is coming. Ambassador. Actually, Sri Kirti and Bhavananda both were very intimate with Srila Prabhupada. They explained that Srila Prabhupada was in Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna before he came here. Now, Prabhupada told directly to them, and I heard it directly from Sri Kirti. This is not hearsay. It may be far off. It is not hearsay. It's not one of those, you know, quote, Prabhupada stories. But this is the real stuff. No, I'm serious. It is. Srila Prabhupada was with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna says to him, I want you to go to the material world. Srila Prabhupada says, but I don't want to go to the material world. Krishna responds, but you must, because I want you to write these books. So he wrote these books, not only on the order of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and who is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur anyways? Manjari. And who is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur? He is Manjari. And who is Srila Rupa Goswami? He is Rupa Manjari. Therefore we can say, yes, this movement is owned and operated by the lady sector. But they're in disguise, that's all. They're disguised as sannyasis.
Disguise is a mess.
What do we care for this external perception? They're in disguise. So many manjaris. Srila Prabhupada explains in the Nectar of Instruction that this movement is under, that who is in charge of this movement? In other words, who's really running things in this Krishna consciousness movement? Srila Prabhupada explains the introduction
to the Nectar of Instruction. He explains,
Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami is in charge of this movement. That means the Manjari is in charge of this movement. And who are the Manjaris?
They are simply the maid servants of Srimati Radharani.
Thus, I invite you all to meditate. Generally, we are singing Nikunjayo no Ratikeda Svidya, the Samsara prayers.
That shloka of the Samsara
prayers. In most temples, singing daily. I would like to invite you to consider a deep significance of that one shloka of those prayers, Nikunjayo no Ratikeda Svidya. That says the spiritual master is engaged in assisting the gopis. So, we may say, as of disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we may not be necessarily in that category of assisting the gopis directly. But Srila Prabhupada, he's assisting the gopis. Even if one were to say his sarup or his spiritual body was the cowherd boy, still, sometimes they are making tasteful arrangements for the confidential leela of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Sometimes they're also assisting even Baladev sometimes. There is transcendental cooperation in the spiritual world. That is all under the internal potency. So, we should try to appreciate that shloka. If Srila Prabhupada is assisting one way or another the gopis, in the opinion of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So, who is a dear servant of Srila Prabhupada also assisting? By assisting Srila Prabhupada, that assistance is there. So, this is also internal potency. So, those who are assisting Srila Prabhupada, such as Srila Radhana Swami, also, by being a confidential servant of Srila Prabhupada, also become confidential servants of the gopis. Because Mahaprabhu says, like the verse that you quoted earlier, Gopi Pada Kamalam Dasana Dasana Das. So actually, Dasana Dasana Das, that means we are in that circle already by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Dasana Dasana Das. We're already in that circle. We're already in that circle of confidence, but we don't know it because there's still this covering and because there's still this dirt in the heart. But we are already under Vadini Shakti, but we don't know it. Of course, we cannot artificially come, that would be sahajya, we cannot artificially start to think, oh, yes, so I am in Brajalila. But actually, the point is that we are under the internal potency. By this way, all devotional service is taking place. So by assisting the servants of Srila Prabhupada, we also enter deeper and deeper into the internal potency. So this is the beauty, and in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Guya, the most secret of all secrets. That when we take up Krishna consciousness and we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is all under the internal bodhi, because Hare is Srimati Radharani. And so all devotional service is taking place under her jurisdiction. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.